One of the highlights of this year's Public Service Recognition Week is a town hall meeting featuring cabinet secretaries. Yesterday, four members of the president's cabinet talked about why they think employee morale is low across the federal government. Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, writing about that event and what the cabinet secretary said about specific workforce issues at their departments. And Tom, before we talk about that, I want to say that I think what the cabinet secretaries have done, not just the four that were at the event that you're writing about, but what all of them have done throughout this week is fantastic. And I think it is great that they have all gone on record and all made a very aggressive effort to demonstrate to their employees that they care about them and that they want them to do well. But I had Karen Evans and Al Berman on the Federal News Countdown last hour, and we talked about this issue. And I issued a little bit of a challenge. And that challenge is I would love to see people – leaders of agencies standing out in front of their agencies, shaking hands or passing out candy or whatever they've done this week in like October when it's not Public Service Recognition Week and they're not doing it as part of some organized effort, when they're just doing it because they go, hey, I think this would be a good time for people to see my face and say to them, thank you for what you're doing. What do you think of that idea?
I think that's a great idea, and I'd go even a step further. I'd like to see them just in regular public appearances that they make across the country make the effort to highlight the work of career federal employees and not just talk about what the president's initiatives are, but when they go in and start talking about what their departments are doing and what agencies are specifically doing, that they highlight the work of individuals who are getting these things done, because I think that's where these things tend to fall down, is 1 week a year is Public Service Recognition Week, and the rest of the time it sort of falls by the wayside. And leaders of agencies and departments could do a lot more to highlight the work of career civil servants.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific idea, and I think the critical element of that is name names. Because if you ask people, the federal employee who's not a famous part of the administration, that they are the name that they most likely know. You know what I think the number one answer would be right now today? Lois Lerner, who's well known for the allegations against her potential misconduct at the Internal Revenue Service. And so if I agree with you 100%, and if these leaders are going to go out and talk about the work that employees are doing, they need to name names. John Smith is doing X, Y, and Z at my agency, and this is what it means to the average person walking down the street in the United States of America. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You know, the root of the federal government's problem in terms of its perception, or at least one of the roots, is the distance between the average citizen and the federal government. The federal government just tends to be viewed as this monolith that's out there acting in mysterious ways, and there's a widespread perception that a lot of them are harmful to people. And what they don't see is direct ways that civil servants are doing good things for people across the country. And that's where I think leaders could do a much better job of highlighting those things.
One thing that did come out of Public Service Recognition Week this week that would be a place to start for those leaders is, it doesn't matter if it's a non sequitur, if it's completely disassociated with whatever the subject matter is, they can talk about their Service to America Medal finalists. Most agencies have one because there's 30 couple of them, 33, I think. And they're spread all over the government. And that's a great place to start because, you know, every one of those things, every year, every one of those finalists does something that's just ridiculously amazing. And you go, I can't imagine that some person or group of people is even capable of that. But there they are.
Yeah, exactly. Those stories are amazing. The amount of work that people do and the kinds of things they do that really change people's lives, you know, I'd love to see that, as big an event as that is, the Service to America's Medals Gala and the whole program, if that could be the kind of thing that many more Americans could be exposed to, that would be just terrific for the perception of public service.
We have a story on federalnewsradio.com. My colleague Sean McCauley wrote it, and it is about this issue and the morale issue. And a bunch of comments on that story revolve around the fact that, it's fine for the secretary to say, we appreciate you and we love you, and they went to the event that you wrote about. We have a link to your story on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth too, Tom. It's one thing for those folks to say it, but when you go down a couple of levels, the political appointees don't always have the same affection for their career people that the leadership does, and not everybody feels that love the same way. And that's why I think it's important for this to manifest itself the other 51 weeks a year, not just this week.
Yeah, and I think it really requires a lot of political appointees to maybe put their egos aside a little bit and put the focus on some of the people who are actually out there doing the work, because it, you know, to an increasing extent, a lot of agencies are sort of, first of all, heavily focused on the president's agenda, which makes sense, but also on sort of cults of personality around the political leaders who run each agency. And it would be very helpful if they took a little bit of the focus off themselves and put a little bit more on people who are really out there in the trenches.
You point out in your story, Tom, that right in the middle of Public Service Recognition Week, the vote on Lois Lerner happened. Environmental Protection Agency under the microscope at a hearing this week. Of course, people are following what's going on in the Department of Veterans Affairs and the allegations of secret waiting lists there that caused folks to wait longer than people believe they should have for treatment. These are all black eyes that are happening the very week that was set aside to try to help the image of federal employees. And it strikes me that that's probably the most important reason why this shouldn't be just a 1 week a year deal.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it also highlights the importance of not having these things happen in government. I know that people will say, and it's true, that it's a big government and there are bad apples in any organization and people just give government a black eye because of the actions of a few, but there really should be zero tolerance for this in government. This is not like your average company. You're serving the people of the United States, and really, these people who are these bad actors, really the government needs to be more aggressive about taking action against those people and sending a stronger message that this is just unacceptable.
You quote the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, in your piece, Tom. He said there are a lot of people outside the Beltway and inside the Beltway who look on the federal government as a large bureaucracy that doesn't really work for them, and that's a perception that doesn't comport with reality. And that's why I think your idea is great, because it's incumbent on them. They're the very ones who can go to the American people who have these bully pulpits and can say, this is the reason why that perception doesn't comport with reality. And I'm not just picking on this administration. The Bush administration didn't do it very well either, and the Clinton administration didn't do it very well before them, and we can probably keep going back. Nobody does this well, if they do it at all.
That's right. I don't remember an instance where it was a real priority to do. I think that there was a time when there were more high profile things that government did, but when you start at the top with a message, you know, you go back to John F. Kennedy, ask not what you can, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's, you know, that sort of call resonates not just with people who go into public service, but people who view that and view public service with respect and admiration. And we're in a very different time now. That's absolutely true, and government is bigger and it's different, and a lot of people distrust it. But if government itself and its leaders made more of an effort to highlight the good things that government does, then it would make a world of difference.
Yeah, I would argue that that people distrust government, Tom, because they don't have any interaction with it. And it seems to be, when they speak to government, the average citizen's sense is that it's a one-way conversation. And they ask questions, and they don't know that they can rely on the information that they get back. And they ask for information, and they don't know that they're going to get all the information that they ask for, and on and on and on. It's not just the federal level. I mean, it's the same level of frustration with state and local governments too, but it's less so because of the size of the organizations, and that's why it seems to me to be particularly incumbent on federal agencies when they have an opening, when they have an opportunity to do something, not just public-facing, but within their own doors too, to say, maybe other people view you this way, but we don't view you this way, and we're going to make sure that you know we don't view you this way all the time, and not just during a week that a very well-meaning and very good group of organizations put together.
That's right. And, you know, part of the problem is that people, I think studies have shown this, that people have, the closer their government is to them, the more a connection they have to it. So a local official has a real advantage. And, you know, I get emails from my representative in county government saying, I fixed the pothole in a street near your house. That's a direct thing that I can say, hey, good job. And it's much harder to do at the federal level. So it is a bigger challenge, and there are larger things that they take on. But still, when things emerge that make government look effective and good, like landing a rover on Mars, people do stand up and take notice.
You've got a quote in your piece from Penny Pritzker that I think gets right at the idea that you had at the beginning of our conversation, Tom. She said, go home and tell your community what the federal government does for you, because it's not well understood, the services we provide, and I think we need to do a much better job of marketing and PR. Well, nobody gets to talk to more people. No representative of the Commerce Department gets to talk to more people than she does. And so having her say that John Smith at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration does this job every day, and this is how this makes a big difference in the life of whoever does whatever kind of work that affects. That's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity that I'm not sure we're taking full advantage of.
Yeah, I think that's right. And there are things historically that you can point to that are specific things. When the do not call list was invented, everyone in the country breathed a sigh of relief and wanted to thank the people who did that on their behalf. Why not trot those people out and say, look, here's the team that actually did that for you?
They're terrific ideas in your piece, Tom, and terrific ideas when you and I chat, and I love having you on the program.
Great to be with you, as always.